In North America, a shot across the bow from Arizona in the form of legislation called SB 1070 on immigration. And suddenly, the president is taking the national initiative on immigration reform. But a dispute over how to deal with the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona is a tiny slice of the immigration debate. And what is the political calculus if we include all immigrants in North America? We're here to talk about both his impatience with the federal government and the difficult political calculus in figuring out where immigration fits in American politics is Jorge Ramos, author of Noticiero, or anchor of Noticiero Univision. He has a nightly audience of 2 million viewers, one of the loudest voices pressing President Obama to take action on immigration reform, and with a new book, A Country for All, an immigrant manifesto. Good morning, Jorge.
Thanks for having me here.
So what is the difficulty and the distortion of immigration politics when we focus just on SB 1070, just on what's going on across the Arizona-Mexican border?
This is happening, obviously, because of lack of action in the White House and in Congress. I still remember when Barack Obama was a candidate, and he promised, it was May 2008, he promised that there was going to be an immigration bill that he could support if he would make it to the White House. During his first year, that didn't happen. So obviously we're impatient. I mean, we've been waiting 18 months, and nothing has happened. His speech last Thursday was definitely welcome, but late.
Late and also distorted, perhaps, by U.S.-Mexico bilateral relations. I mean, there's a huge election going on in Mexico right now. If you were to listen to the president, it's as though the only two players here are Arizona and Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico is not considered. Remember when Vicente Fox was president in Mexico, they were always talking about the possibility of having an immigration agreement between Mexico and the United States. This is a reality. As long as you have a worker in Mexico making $5 a day, and they can make exactly the same amount of money here in the United States, they're going to keep on coming. So there's about 500,000 immigrants, undocumented immigrants, coming to this country every single year. Something has to be done. Not only that, something has to be done about the 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country, and nothing is being done. I just came back from South Africa covering the World Cup a few days ago. And it is amazing what they have done against apartheid and against segregation in the last 16 years. It is amazing to see that places like Arizona is going exactly the opposite way.
You think they're headed toward apartheid?
I don't think the majority of people in Arizona want an apartheid system. But some of the things that we are seeing in Arizona shamefully resemble South Africa in their worst days.
And
absolutely.
What you write about in A Country for All, an immigrant manifesto, is about a political calculus which ought to be really advantageous for the Democrats and the Obama administration or some president who might choose to take advantage of it, that you say when a Hispanic voter votes for a presidential candidate, in the case of Barack Obama, he got majority support from Hispanics in the United States.
67%.
Exactly. That for every one vote, there are two or even three other votes out there of undocumented immigrants that if the policy was right, that party could capitalize on.
For many times, people have thought of the Hispanic community as the sleeping giant. Not anymore. And it is true. The majority of Latinos tend to vote for Democrats. In this case, President Barack Obama got 67% of the Hispanic vote, in part because of his promise. That's what the Latinos call la promesa de Obama, Obama's promise. But that promise hasn't materialized. I understand politics. Obviously, Barack Obama doesn't have the 60 votes needed in the Senate right now.
And it was Bush's promise, too.
Exactly.
But nothing happened. The reality is that it is incredible that the most powerful country in history, the most powerful country in the world, is persecuting 11 million people like this. Something has to be done. It's a civil rights issue, and that's why we're so impatient.
But is there another? If you appreciate the difficulties that both President Bush had and President Obama probably will have in getting comprehensive immigration reform passed, if you can appreciate that, is there another way to get it accomplished besides putting more pressure on the president?
We have to put also some pressure on the Republicans. Where is John McCain? John McCain used to support immigration reform, and now he has a very tough primary, and he has forgotten about immigration. Where is Lindsey Graham? So, I mean, obviously, we have to put pressure on President Barack Obama. He promised that. I mean, nobody forced President Barack Obama to make that promise. Where are Democrats, and where are the Republicans? So there are many things that we can do. On the other hand, President Barack Obama, again, his speech last Thursday was great. But we need more than just great speeches. We need action. He could have stopped deportations for students. He could have stopped deportations for citizens of U.S. citizens. He could have called for a bipartisan White House summit. He could have simply being much more precise on his proposal. He didn't do either.
Is it possible that states could take an initiative here? I mean, we've seen SB 1070 taking a controversial initiative on enforcement of federal immigration laws. But is it possible for states to cut their own deals on their own borders in ways that would be sympathetic and actually useful for both sides, that might deal with the fact that the federal government is just not getting off the dime?
I think it's going to be very difficult, because if you apply different rules to different states, it's going to be quite impossible.
But there are different realities. I mean, the immigration issues in Florida, with the Cubans getting an almost political pass onto American soil versus Haitians who have to wait in an enormously long line. There are differences across the board.
I agree, but I think at the end it's a federal issue. I mean, it has to be approached on a national level.
So at what point does President Barack Obama or any political candidate really pay for inaction here, aside from civil unrest on border areas?
It's going to be very tough. Politically, President Barack Obama's support among Hispanics is going down. It was 69% in January, according to a Gallup poll, has gone down to 57%. So for Democrats, it could be a disaster. I understand that we can blame both parties. But at the end, I mean, I wish President Barack Obama would have kept his promise. And when he had the 60 votes in the Senate, he could have done something about immigration. It has to do with priorities. I understand that we're going through two wars, that the financial crisis was right in the middle of everything. But he promised that, and he just didn't deliver.
The payment, though, that you're talking about, for a candidate to pay, it can't just be that the support goes down, because those Hispanic voters have to go to another candidate. And if they're equally disillusioned with the Republicans and the Democrats and just basically go home and don't get involved anymore, then there's not going to be any payment.
I understand. But at the end, probably in November, it's going to be the Democrats who's going to be paying for this. At the end,
in the off-year election.
Yeah, I mean they control both the House and the Senate. So definitely there's going to be something to pay for them.
Finally, predictions on the Mexican presidential election? There's enormous political upheaval down there, candidates being shot and given Kevlar vests.
Yeah, the PRI lost the election in the year 2000. It is quite possible, because of the violence, 23,000 people have died in the last 3 years, that it is possible that PRI might go back to power in Mexico.
You just got back from the World Cup. Who do you like? Spain? Uruguay?
I would love a final between Uruguay and Spain.
Uruguay and Spain.
I think it's
going to
be the Netherlands and Germany.
Netherlands and Germany, yeah. All right, Jorge Ramos, popular anchor for the Spanish language television network Univision and author of A Country for All, An Immigrant Manifesto. Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.